This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back on a Chickies Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz here on a warmish Friday. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, brother Spike.
Can you hear you?
Well, not really, but you know what? The show must go on, and we'll deal with it in a timely fashion with our technical difficulties. But it is Friday. I'm feeling good. Ready for a big weekend. We're coming off a split series versus the Giants. I'm ready to tackle some nonsense that I've been hearing. Before we got off the air yesterday. I can't wait to get into this today about possibly trading one of the top 5 players in the last 25 years to wear midnight green. Can't wait to get into that. Jackie Baseball, I tell you, you better be lucky we had Christopher Sanchez as our pitcher. Because doggone it, I don't know where we would be without him. I'll let you, boy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. Yeah. I was waiting for it. So, totally agree. It's good to see that you have come aboard the Sanchez.
Yeah.
Oh, man, $50 down.
Yeah, never a doubt. Never a doubt. And I don't know, Ike, starting to make a lot of sense, the idea of trading someone. Starting to make a lot more sense.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, it is a big show today, as it always is. On the WIP Afternoon Show, but particularly big show today on a Friday. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 3 o'clock. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. Todd McShay going to join us at 4 o'clock. Talk a little draft. And then we see at 4:30 if Ike Reese holds on to the belt for a third consecutive week. Has he done enough?
I think personally,
yeah.
He needs a good open here.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, I think personally he needs a good open to hold on to the belt here.
All right. So it's going to be an on-the-record Friday, and let me set it up for you. We learned during the show yesterday, Howard Eskin reported, that the Eagles had explored trading A.J. Brown for a top 10 pick in this year's NFL draft. And, you know, it's not the first time we've heard about the idea of trading A.J. Brown this offseason. We heard all the stuff with the Patriots and so on and so forth. And I think what we can learn, what we know, is that if he is reporting it, at least there was something. There was some conversation. We don't know if it's going to happen, but we know that where there is smoke, there's usually a little bit of fire. So on the record Friday, here is the question I will pose to you, Ike. If the Eagles were to trade A.J. Brown for the number 4 pick in the draft, let's say it's the number 4 pick in the draft of the New England Patriots, would you be mad at the Eagles and Howie Roseman, or would you understand it? Would you say, all right, I get it, or would you be mad at the organization for trading a talent like A.J. Brown? On the record Friday, Ike Reese, how would you feel?
Well, my initial thought would be I'd be mad as hell. So you would have to, upon explaining this to us, to me, as a fan of the team, why this makes sense to remove a player of his caliber from your team when you're trying to repeat as a champion? Because, see, that's the number one thing that when I've heard this discussion, and I'm not saying that, listen, this is what we do. This is part of what we do. We there are hypotheticals. We discuss things. This is a part of what we do, right? So I'm not offended by the question. I'm not offended by the suggestion. I'm not offended by the report that's out there. I'll just say I don't think it would be a good move for the Eagles, and for a multitude of reasons. Let's start with what it signals to the fan base and your team. There's no way you can sell either one of those two entities, the fan base or the team, that you're doing your best to try to go repeat as champions. That's out the window. There's no way you can sell, right? You can't sell me that we're trying to go win the Super Bowl next year.
By the way, I'm having a hard time being sold it so far this offseason anyway.
That's fine.
Right.
But for me, I can at least buy into that.
Sure.
Because I can look at my offense and say I still, from a personnel standpoint, have arguably the best offensive personnel in all of football. You take A.J. Brown off of this offense and you hamper what they can do moving forward, not to mention the impact it has on individual players. That's what A.J. Brown does. He makes life easy for Saquon Barkley, for Devontae Smith, more importantly for Jalen Hurts. That's what A.J. Brown does. So you're signaling to your fan base and your players that you're not trying to win this year. You're not trying to win this year. Secondly, the player that you're supposedly going up to get, I don't know what that player is ultimately going to become. Now, a lot of players have potential. I've seen a lot of players come out of college. They were great in college, and for whatever reason, it didn't translate over to the NFL. They couldn't put it together, right? So when you're talking about – and by the way, you're not just giving up A.J. Brown. Anybody who thinks trading A.J. Brown in the 32nd pick is enough to get you to the top five, you don't know how this thing works. You're going to have to give up more than that. So you're liably giving up two first-round picks. You can give away next year's first-round pick also to get this kid. And it's not going to be Travis Hunter, because as dumb as Cleveland is and as many mistakes as they made, not taking Travis Hunter, you may as well fire everybody out there in Cleveland. Get rid of everybody. Get rid of everybody if you're not taking Travis Hunter. Secondly, the Giants. You would have to have the Giants take Shedeur Sanders. Because you know the Giants aren't giving us the third pick, right? We know that, right?
No, yeah.
So the highest we can get is four.
Four, that's what I'm saying, the fourth pick. Let's say it's the fourth pick.
The quarterbacks are mediocre at best in this draft. The best two players in the draft are Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter.
What if they're both there?
I still wouldn't do it if they were both there. But I'm just saying this is all the risk that they would. So first of all, the trade couldn't be made unless one of them were there.
Right. I think this is a trade that would probably happen on draft night. That would be my guess.
So one of those two players,
Hunter has to be there.
Carter has to be there.
Absolutely.
Right?
Okay. Absolutely.
Or we're not making the trade.
Right.
Well, because I heard Joe Giglio and Hugh talking about the value of the pick and what you can do with it. No, there better be a player that you're targeting that you're going to have to sell to us. This was a logical reason to get rid of this guy. I'm not buying it. I'd be mad. That was a long way, but I needed to explain that, and I feel like I'm going to have to do that more than once today. But yes, there's no way, and yeah, I would be mad as hell about that.
It is On the Record Friday, 215-592-9494. If the Eagles were to trade A.J. Brown for the number 4 overall pick, would you be mad or would you understand it? Now, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You said, Ike, they would be signaling to everybody that they're not going to win a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
And here's why. I don't want them to trade A.J. Brown at all. But here's why I would understand it. Why I would understand it is I believe they have sort of been hinting to us all offseason that it would be nice to win the Super Bowl next year, but they're certainly not going all in. It seems like this offseason has been more about setting up the next 5 years than it is about next year. They've been telling us that from a salary perspective. They've been telling us that from a who we want to give contracts perspective, from a draft pick perspective. They've been telling us all offseason. This offseason has screamed, we're not going all in to win the Super Bowl this year. So if you're going to do that, he is probably one of your most valuable trade pieces. His value is only going to go down. And I say that only because he will get older. He will be closer to another contract, all that. If you were to try to do it after next offseason, I don't think the same value that there would be this offseason. So if you're really trying to set yourself up for the next 5 years and you have an opportunity to get into the top five in the NFL draft, potentially get a Travis Hunter or an Abdul Carter, I'm not saying it's less about do I want them to do it and more about would I be mad or would I understand it. And I would understand it. I would be, like, shocked if they did it, but I would understand it. 215-592-9494. Jack, would you understand or would you be mad if they traded A.J. Brown for the number four pick in the draft?
So I would understand it, and I think it comes down to maximizing A.J. Brown's value, and I think that where they're stuck at is I do believe that after next year, they're going to have to redo Jalen's deal, almost likely. They're going to have to pay Jalen Carter. They're going to have to pay Nolan Smith. Eventually, they're going to have to pay Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. I just don't know how this all works. I don't know, and I know that people are going to call in, and they're going to say, Howie will figure it out. Eventually, it's going to get tight. And they're going to have to move on from someone on the offense. And Devontae doesn't have the kind of value that A.J. Brown has. I mean, A.J. Brown is a top three receiver. He's a phenomenal player. All things considered, would not want to move A.J. Brown. But is it about next year, or is it about the next 5 years of Eagles football? And I think it's more about the next 5 years of Eagles football. And if they did end up trading A.J. Brown. So I would understand it. I would not be furious.
All right. We do have a next question today. Happy birthday, Conan O'Brien. It's Conan O'Brien's birthday, and he is a famous redhead. So for next question today, we will talk about sports, and then I will say next question, and you will give us your go-to redhead. Jack, give us – now, you've been on a hot streak.
I know.
I think, Jack. You've turned the corner this week
for
next
so.
Question. Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
First one that came to mind was Amy Adams.
Oh, she is a – she ranks very high for me. That is a good answer.
Look at you.
It's not even my style, but she ranks very high. I got to be honest. She ranks very high. Contact, one of my favorite movies, by the way.
Ike.
Ike, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to think of the movie. I was thinking of the movie.
Days off into the distance, thinking about Amy Adams.
I was trying to think of the movie.
I got to tell you, not that I'm opposed to the redhead female.
Right.
A lot of good-looking redheaded females.
Sure.
Back when I was a young tyke, you know.
Ike the tyke?
Yeah, man, and I come home from school and I was racing to get home to watch Gilligan's Island, right?
Yes.
Oh, man, what a great show.
Yep.
You know, I wasn't really a Mary Ann type of guy.
Oh, you were a ginger guy.
Oh, man, come on, man. Yeah. Ginger, man. Oh, but that's not who I'm going with, though.
What a change-up.
He takes ginger off the board.
Yeah, okay. Well, I threw that out there.
Okay.
Because you know who I'm going to go with?
Tell me.
Redhead. You know. The redhead got to play quarterback here not too long
ago. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going with him either.
Oh, my God. He took another one off the board.
I'm going with the lookalike.
Okay.
Prince Harry.
All right.
Okay, there you go. Prince Harry. That's a good redhead.
That's the long-winded Ike.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Whatever.
He got 4 hours.
Summer Friday.
We got 4 hours. I'm going Lindsay Lohan.
All right.
Look, man.
Oh, peak Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, peak Lindsay Lohan.
When was peak Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, come on. There was a peak Lindsay Lohan.
Forever.
Yeah, but I think she cleaned up now.
I guess by the time I realized who she was, it was over.
But
you ever see The Parent Trap?
I kind of like when they're a mess. Okay. I like Tara Reid.
How old was she when
mess.
She was in The Parent Trap?
Oh, that's way younger. That's like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. Well, she was in Mean Girls, right?
She was in Mean Girls.
That sounds like a chick flick.
Mean Girls, good flick.
Not a chick flick.
It's a coming of age
it's
movie.
It's not a coming of age movie, not chick flick. Teen movie. Like American Pie.
You like train wrecks?
My wife is not one.
Never seen Mean Girls.
You can't marry a train wreck.
But it sounds like it's about Mean Girls.
Yeah, in high school.
That sounds like a chick flick.
It's not a chick flick.
I don't know.
I can't believe we're going to do
it
this.
It might
again.
Be a chick. Well,
it's not a chick flick.
It sounds like one.
Mean Girls is not a chick flick.
That's like telling me Clueless wasn't a
It's not a chick flick. It's a teen movie, like American Pie.
Well, at least American Pie had guys.
That's
in
a
there.
Comedy. Yeah,
that was
so is Clueless, and so is Mean Girls.
Yeah, American Pie and Mean like
that's
American,
not even the same.
It's
thing.
More raunchy comedy.
Yes,
I'm telling you, it is not. Well, raunchy comedy is not chick flick.
And American Pie was Girls more of a guy movie than it was a chick flick.
What's that?
American Pie.
Yeah, FTV.
Yeah, but mean, you didn't even see Mean Girls. How do you know if it's a chick flick or not?
Well, I just said it sounds like
one. Oh, it isn't one.
No, that's what I said. I said it sounds like one.
All right. 215-592-9494. It's On the Record Friday. If the Eagles were to trade A.J. Brown for the fourth pick in the draft, would you be mad or would you understand it? And next question today, based on Conan O'Brien's birthday, give us your go-to redhead. Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, that's why this show is an A+, because Spike, you always got to argue everything.
Yep. Can't just let things go.
Whenever we do the next question, you ask Jack, he give his, you give his. Ike always got to give a soliloquy before he answers the question. Just answer the question. Damn, you know what I'm saying? Spike, you ain't got to argue about everything. Like,
I'm just saying, it's not a chick flick. He asked if it was a chick flick. I said it's not.
Sometimes you just gotta agree to disagree.
No, not in this profession.
Yeah, come on.
We gotta fight to the death.
4 hours, bro. 4 hours.
Yeah.
Hey, but look, man. This is dumb. First of all, let me just put this out here. I need y'all to pump the brakes on Travis Hunter. I'm not saying us. If somebody drafts Travis Hunter to play corner, cool. Him locking down, you know, Jalen Reagor and them. That ain't. I'm not impressed by that. Locking down Jackson State guys. I get it. If you ball, he the Heisman. I get all that. But listen, like this dude, this in the NFL. On one side, you getting Tyreek Hill. On the other side, last year you would have got Jalen Ramsey. You know what I'm saying? This dude ain't gonna come into the NFL locking down Pat and then going for 100 yards. He ain't about to do that. I don't want him. Adu Carter, good player, already dealing with injuries. I'm not giving up a top two, top three player on the Eagles for no pick. What? Like, okay, maybe y'all talking about, next 5 years. Okay, we'll talk about it next year if we don't go to Super Bowl. We are trying to build something here. I'm not giving up A.J. Brown for no rookie draft.
But the question is, if they did it, would you be mad at the team if they
Hell
did it?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I just like that on the record. Everybody's got to be on the record.
I know.
Everybody's got to be on the record because all everyone's done is explain away everything this offseason.
I'm going to be more than mad. I'm going to be hot.
Okay.
You know, I'm optimism guy. Let them trade A.J. Brown away for like the 6th or 7th pick and see if I ain't going to be on Howie.
Well, the 6th or 7th pick, I'd be with you. It's really about Adul Carter.
But what I'm saying is, like, everybody's saying the top 10, like I just said, let the Giants trade us the 3rd pick, right? We ain't giving them A.J. Brown, so they not even going to have that conversation.
Right.
So who's the Browns?
Right.
Hey, they already in hot water over Deshaun Watson. Let them go ahead and trade away the pick and somebody come
see
in and
what happened.
A.J. Brown there. A.J. Brown asked out or something in the year. You know what I'm saying? They're gone. So who? The Patriots? Come on, man. Like, and if I'm trading A.J. Brown, I need some back. I want the 4th pick and Christian Gonzalez. Y'all ain't just giving no – I don't want no potential. I don't know what a pick is. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. A.J. Brown, we know what he is. I need a known commodity, right?
Can I ask you something, Corey? Corey, can I ask you? All right. So I hear what you're saying. But at some point, every known commodity was a player that a team believed in.
Right.
And all I've heard this offseason is how good we are at the draft and why I shouldn't worry about all the established players they lost because they're so good at the draft. So if the Eagles – and I'm just presenting it to you as they may present it. So if the Eagles made the trade and they said, look, we've done our homework. We believe in this player. This player is going to be a multiple-time All-Pro player, and this team has drafted so well. You wouldn't believe him?
Nah, but this is the problem. If I'm with A.J. Brown's impact, like let's say, for example, this was the year Jamar Chase in the draft. If you're telling me I'm trading A.J. Brown, I'm going to get Jamar Chase,
okay.
We should talk about that.
Right.
I don't care about that dude from Arizona. Like Jeremiah Smith ain't in this draft. This ain't Malik Nabers. Like, I'm not trading for, like, a defensive guy.
Yeah, but when you have a special top two quarterback.
Who's special?
I mean, do you really need A.J. Brown?
Wait. Did they not just pay $90 million?
I'm just asking the question.
They did.
Yeah, but they also don't have a defense, which is always going to suck.
Y'all tell me that guy better, and they try to trade Goddard too. So, damn. Y'all want him going back to Reagor and Quez Watkins?
I'm just asking the question.
Can he hide somebody? Damn, you know, Superman can't always be Superman. Can he play with somebody? offenders. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not doing it. If anybody says that we should do it, smack yourself before you call. One more thing.
Yeah.
One more thing on the way out. My red. Well, I'm going to give my red hair real quick. It's Rihanna, right? And then one more
I was wondering how Corey was going to go delegation on Famous yeah. Redhead. He figured it out. So.
Did Whitney Houston ever have a redheaded face for Chuck?
Look, no.
One more thing. I'm not going to say no names or nothing like that. But, you know, y'all can put it two to two together. Floyd Mayweather was great at one time. But he ain't stepping in the ring with Terrence Crawford. Holla at Vince Warmer from Kentucky. I'm out.
Mm. Oh, wow.
The continued beef.
Yeah, I like that beef.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like Aaron from Mount Airy. Wow. Corey
by
from
the
Columbus
way,
beef.
Two of my favorites.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, though. I mean, you referred to him as Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, which is
that's
one of the
shabby.
Best boxers of
yes.
all time. Yeah.
Well, is Terrence Crawford a bad boxer?
No, he's a I'm not going to waste my time explaining.
I think a lot of people have been doing that with me recently.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. They just roll their eyes. You know what? I'm not going to do this. 215-592-9494 on the record Friday. If the Eagles were to trade A.J. Brown for the number 4 overall pick in the draft, would you be mad or would you understand it? Fred and Scranton, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. I finally get to talk.
Fred. Fred, are you on speakerphone?
Oh,
Fred.
Go. He's about to say something nice.
Nah, we're going to keep him off speakerphone. Buzz can check.
Honestly, just take it off the phone.
Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick? Oh, my God. I give up.
Nick was in college. Nick was on speaker.
He was yelling. He was yelling at somebody else.
Some kids, I think.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, we should have listened to that.
Yelling at kids.
Jack, I have no idea how you talk. I'm going to give a compliment to Jack.
Great.
Right now. Because I insulted Jack's producing skills earlier this week.
Yep.
You know, we all agreed. Even Jack agreed he had fallen off as a producer.
Yeah, yeah. But still, again, my falling off is still pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your ability, you talk a lot on the show.
Sure.
And
some say too much.
Some say. And when I go to the callers, they're almost always ready.
85% hit rate, I would say.
Yeah. And when you're not there, the producer's usually not talking. And yet still, I have to beg the producer to make sure that the callers are ready to talk on the air.
Yeah.
So that's a compliment to you.
See,
I'm not going to criticize anybody. I'm going to compliment you.
I can't tell if he's getting unlucky back there or if I'm on a good streak.
What is he, unlucky every Friday?
Guess that's a fair point.
Right.
Guess
all right.
That's a fair point.
Okay. 215-592-9494. On the record Friday, if the Eagles traded A.J. Brown for the number 4 pick, would you be mad or would you understand? Next question today. Based on Conan O'Brien's birthday, give us your famous redhead. Elliot Sher Parks joins us at 3. Todd McShay joins us at 4. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we are every Friday until Eagles season begins. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. The question is, if the Eagles traded A.J. Brown for a top four pick in this draft, would you be mad or would you understand? Ike, let's help you get back on track with this Twitter question.
Well, I damn for sure know everybody's going to be mad.
Okay.
I'll go 78%.
There, 77.8.
Oh,
there he is.
I'm back. Though.
He's back. Did you cheat?
I did not.
Okay, all right.
No,
all
I
right.
never cheat. No, okay. Listen, I take my lumps when I'm
you
wrong.
Do.
I'm
you
wrong.
Do. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. So, you know, we were talking before. We'll get back to the phones. It's on the record Friday. If the Eagles did trade A.J. Brown for the fourth pick in the draft, would you be mad or would you understand? Would you talk yourself into it? 215-592-9494. Todd McShay, who's going to join us later on at 4 o'clock, we're talking about who would be available at 4. And McShay had a somewhat interesting little nugget about the possibility of Abdul Carter being there at 4.
The agent doesn't let Abdul Carter travel to Foxborough, Massachusetts, if he thinks there's a chance. So the agent's getting the same information that I'm getting, that NFL teams are getting, that Shador could be in play at 3.
You don't make the flight unless you think you might have to, right? Yeah.
So that part's fast. So if you're a Patriots fan and you're like, yeah, I like Will Campbell a lot, offensive tackle, and I'm told it's either Abdul if he falls to 4 or it's Will Campbell. That's another bit of information.
So there you go. His point being that the agent for Abdul Carter wouldn't have had Abdul Carter go to New England if he didn't think there was a real chance of Abdul Carter being there at 4. So at least there's a possibility. And the Giants, there's been some Giants buzz about Shador Sanders. Shador Sanders, it'll be interesting to talk to McShay at 4 about it. That'll be one of the most interesting things about draft night is whether he does end up going
top three,
or if he falls and he starts slipping. And you know what happens when guys start slipping, then they slip even more, and then it becomes an even bigger story. So 215-592-9494.
Well, I tell you what.
Yes, sir.
Shador doesn't seem to be as confident that he's going number 3.
No. Well, he's not going to the draft.
Bingo.
And there's this whole, it feels like, full court press to raise his profile.
Yeah.
I think Deion retiring his number is part of raising the profile and hoping to get that he gets picked higher.
I don't even want to even talk about that. That is so ridiculous.
Well, it's insane.
I love you, Prime, but come on, bro. That's out of control with retiring the jersey. But the fact that he's not going to the draft, when you know if there was a lock that he was going to be the number one pick or the number two overall pick, why wouldn't he be at the draft?
Even in the top 10.
As much as this family loves the spotlight and everything that comes with it, what they don't want is an embarrassing night where he's sitting there waiting to be drafted all night.
And every time there's a pick, you see the camera go to him as he waits.
We've seen it. So when I got word that when it was out that he's not going to the draft, I say, oh, he must not. He at least is unsure.
There's no promise
where he's going. Exactly.
Yeah. Which is weird. Even you would think like the Saints at 9
exactly
would say, hey, Shador, we don't think you're going to be there, but if he is, you know, if you are, we'll definitely
take
you. He hasn't even gotten that sort of promise.
That. You're exactly right.
215-592-9494 on the record Friday. Fred from Scranton. Fred from Scranton. Scranton, you're
on
WIP. Guys. What's up, Fred?
Hey, I'm sorry about before.
It's all right. It's not your fault.
Hey, listen, I listen to you guys every day practically, when I'm coming home from work. And I finally get to talk to you guys, and it's actually a pleasure for me to talk to the three of you.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
So listen, I would be very disappointed if they trade A.J. Brown. And I don't understand why they would anyway. They already have $60 million in dead cap, don't they? I mean, how would they – I mean, they would be, what, $30 million in dead cap if they traded him?
Here's the thing, right? Fred. I don't profess to truly understand – the cap stuff. And I think every time we think we know.
Well, I think Jake told us that.
Yeah.
Well, but then they do something. And I think it's less about this year, mm-hmm. right? And more. And I think there's two things that go on here, Fred. There's the cap aspect of it, and there's the cash aspect of it. And they're both. The other thing that Jake told us is, you know, if they're doing something, it could be the cash rather than the cap. So they could look at the cash they're spending in the next 5 years and say, look, we can make it work with the cap, but from a financial perspective, we do have a budget. There's always a budget. So all I would say is I'm going to put the cap part of it out of my mind here and say if they explored it, they must have a reason to explore it.
Yeah, I mean, they would, but, I mean, you can't – listen, it's a good argument. I mean, we're debating about – I mean, they're Super Bowl champs. That's still the reality, and, I've been watching them for a long time, and I'll tell you what, I think that was the best team I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
In all of Philadelphia sports was last year. So, I mean, if he's looking a couple of years down the road, I guess I would understand it, but it wouldn't really make sense. I agree with Ike. I mean, you want to go for another Super Bowl, and if anything, maybe package a couple of those picks that they're going to have 20 in the next 2 years. Try to get one of those defensive tackles to go with Jalen Carter. Or, you know what I mean? Or one of those ends, I don't know. T.J. Watt, is that a viable option? I don't know, you guys. You let me know. I mean, what's your opinion on that?
Well, you're paying him.
Yeah, you have to pay him.
You got to pay T.J. Watt, part of the reason why he could be available. And, Fred, thank you for all the kind words. Next question today is give us your a famous redhead. Give us one.
I'd have to go with Carson Wentz.
There you go. That is a good one. That is a good one. I wonder, too, if the other thing that they may be doing here is, and we talked about this, is winning the Super Bowl on some level is a bit of a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yep.
And I would bet there are a lot of times in a team's evolution when they're at their peak that say, you know what, if we could use a year as a pivot year, and we know we'll be good, and we know we'll be a contender, but if we could pivot, you know, at a certain point and build for the next half decade, boy, we'd love to do that. And I would wonder if the Eagles did this, if they're looking at the Super Bowl as, all right, we got that. We know we're going to be good next year, but we can set ourselves up to be good for much longer if we were to make a move of this nature, and if they're using the Super Bowl as cover to do those sorts of things. Because you would guess...
That would be a mistake.
Well, you would also guess that if they were really all in on winning a Super Bowl next year, there have to be some of the guys they let go that they would have kept.
No, because here's the thing. You can try to do two things. You can sell still being one of the top teams in the league if the offense is what's going to be your driving force. So I don't think anybody right now, from an Eagles fan's perspective, has the sense that the Eagles have thrown in the towel on next year and they aren't trying to win the Super Bowl. I don't have that feeling with the team. Sure, but I've liked for them to be a little more aggressive and maybe retain certain players. Yeah, I would have loved if they kept Mekhi Becton, but I don't think losing Mekhi Becton is going to stop them from getting to the Super Bowl next year, right? I wouldn't have traded CJGJ. I wouldn't have. But I don't think that's going to stop them from getting to the Super Bowl next year. You know, they're going to have to do this thing differently than what they did it this past year. And the idea that we're going to be good as if it's a guarantee 2 or 3 years from now to where we're going to have a legitimate shot at winning the Super Bowl versus keeping A.J. Brown on the team. Oh, by the way, keeping A.J. Brown on the team isn't just about next year. A.J. Brown is 27 years old. He still has a lot of good football left in him. So keeping him on your team for the next 2 to 3 years at a minimum, still makes you a dangerous offense. And we talk about having to give up certain players in order to keep these guys. Well, here's what I'll tell you. I'll be willing to sacrifice A.J. Brown from a cap standpoint when you tell me it's for a player that's better than A.J. Brown. In other words, I'm not getting rid of A.J. Brown just so I can re-sign Nolan Smith. That's why you go draft another end this year. I like Nolan Smith. He ain't A.J. Brown. He's not at the level of A.J. Brown. So for me to make moves to make myself a lesser football team because I'm worried about signing future rookies, well, I'll cross that bridge when I get to that bridge. Jalen Carter right now is the only for sure young player over there that's getting the next contract. Everybody else, and I love Cooper and I love Quinion. We got 2 more years. We got 2 more years before they're even eligible to be signed for an extension. And Nolan Smith is about to have his first year as a full-time starter, we expect. Well, let's see what that looks like. Let's see what that looks like before I'm ready to give up a 3-time all-pro wide receiver in the prime of his career. By the way, the impact that it has on Jalen Hurts. You know the amount of pressure that puts on Hurts?
I'm aware.
You have to play well.
Yep.
Without talent around him. You know how much pressure Patrick Mahomes has on him every year now? That he doesn't have explosive offensive weapons. He has to be perfect every game. Coach Reed has to call a perfect game every game. They dink and dunk their way down the field, and it's because of his greatness and precision and that great defense, they found themselves in 3 straight Super Bowls. They also averaged 22 points a game last year. That's a tough way to live. And that's with the best quarterback in football on their team. He needs weapons. He can't do it by himself. So we're going to expect Jalen to go out there with just Devontae.
And the best offensive line of football. And Saquon Barkley.
We better hope nothing happens to Saquon. Because now you've gotten rid of A.J. and an aging running back. Something happens? Don't do it. Don't do it over there.
I don't know
what y'all thinking about over there. I'm just telling you.
I just wonder if the Bleeding Green crew, if they do this,
yeah.
They're all saying they're mad. They'd be mad today. If they, after 24 hours, if they wouldn't have calmed down and said, well, you know, all I've heard all offseason, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. How do we not trust them? How do we not trust them? How do we not trust them? They know what they're doing.
No.
That's all.
I'm not letting it go.
All right.
Here's what I'll tell you.
Yeah.
The crew that I lead, we won't be letting it go. I guarantee you that much.
Is there a reverse worm here? Ike trying to plant the Ike worm in Novacare?
I'm just saying it. I won't be letting it go.
Reverse
I guarantee
worm.
That much.
You know, speaking of worms.
Yes.
Talking about Blue Chew?
Plant your worm. Yeah.
Yeah, Ike's trying to plant his worm in Novacare.
Yeah. You want to be able to.
What?
What?
What? Look, when you plant the worm, you want to be able to do it efficiently. Do it well, top of your ability.
You could have just left it at Ike's been trying to plant his worm.
Yep.
Yep.
Blue Chew.
Yep.
That's what you got to do. Go to BlueChew.com.
When your worm
use code 94.
Might not be right.
Yes. When your arm's not performing the way you want it to, we got to stop there. You got to go to BlueChew.com. Use the code 94. You get your first month for free on the WIP Afternoon Show. All you got to do is pay $5 for shipping. Mm-hmm. The advantages, aside from free, the advantages are numerous for Blue Chew if you're going to go this direction. It is a chewable. Mm. So I hate swallowing pills. I'm not a big pill guy. Blue Chew is a chewable, so that cross that off the list.
Easy.
You do know you have to swallow it after you chew it, though,
yeah,
right?
But yeah, but I'm fine chewing and swallowing.
You know, never mind.
Yeah. Here we go again. The advantage. Oh, right. It's all online, so no doctor's visit. You don't have to make a doctor's appointment. You don't have to call up, have them tell you the next appointment's August 3rd. You need to get busy tonight, brother.
That's right.
You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. They're gonna send it to you in a
discreet
and hard
package. All that stuff. And it's made here in the USA, so it's cheaper. So once you're through with your free month, it's going to be even cheaper. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis and Staxin and Levitra, but all in a chewable form. Go to BlueChew.com. Use that code 94. It's going to get your first month for free on us. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
There we go. 1 point on the buzz meter
I'm
for today.
Buzz.
Yeah, good job, Buzz. Way to wake up back
there. 215-592-9494.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
All right. I'm sorry. Now I'm ready.
It's all good. It's all good, Nick. It's not your fault.
After the Blue Chew commercial.
Yeah. A lot of pressure.
Get it back up, bud.
Attending to a little sick one. I'm back and I'm ready.
All right.
Speaking of being ready, let me get some Ike juice.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
There you go.
Two for two.
All right. Okay, we're ready. All right. So, anyway, first off, I want to say thank you, guys. I am that random caller at McGurk's in Royersford that asked for Ike juice, that wrote it down on a paper that I was going to propose.
Oh. Well, what'd she say?
She obviously said yes.
Okay.
Yeah, said, obviously, we don't know.
Congratulations. We'll wait on our invite.
No, I know.
He got clipped.
Oh, he accidentally hung up the phone. Oh my goodness.
This is gonna be a day, man. I just know it. I know it. I felt it when I woke up.
Listen, you'd be all right. You roll with the punches.
Yeah. I was going to ask Nick if Ike should be the officiant at the wedding.
Because you officiated a wedding.
I did.
So you could technically do it. Now we could just be there.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was the Ike juice thing that made it happen. All
right. Well, Ike has to go become an ordained minister?
Yeah,
we won't do that.
You just do it online. It's easy. It takes 2 minutes. It's like Blue Chew.
Yeah.
BG did.
BG did it.
Yeah.
We had Pablo Torre did it for the Ricky once. They married.
Yeah,
he married some. It's easy. But then, but
that's
listen,
good.
And
yeah.
Let's be honest.
No, I love it. It's easy, dude.
Well, let's be honest. Ava would just do it for Ike. Like, are we being honest?
That is true.
Yeah, all
right.
That
is true. If we could see her at the office past 2 o'clock.
All right. Nick, what do you think about Ike officiating the wedding?
That would be perfectly fine.
It would be perfectly fine. Yep. Yeah.
Actually, honestly, on a serious note, if there is a Surfside discount code or something, because I do need those.
I'll tell you what, Nick. Here's the deal, Nick. Leave your number with Buzz. We'll make sure you get hooked
all
up on the Surfside front.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. But anyway, the topic, I guess I would understand.
There you go.
If the only other choice is either understand or be mad.
Yep.
A.J. Brown for Travis Hunter, I would understand. Abdul Carter, I would understand. I don't really know anybody else I would understand for. But
what about Shador?
I would understand. I mean, it doesn't really matter who else I would understand. I wouldn't be mad.
And why would you understand?
Yeah, why would you understand? Yeah.
And Travis Hunter's case, it's replacement, and you still got Smitty, and Hunter and Smitty is still perfectly fine. If, you know, like everybody believes in Jalen Hurts, I don't see a big deal with that. And Abdul Carter, actually, honestly, I guess, yeah, it's just defense. He's a monster. Shares my last name.
All right. Wait, your name's Nick and Carter, like the Backstreet Boy?
Yeah.
There you go.
But it's the Blackstreet Boy. That's my trivia night name.
Nick, for next question today, give us a famous redhead.
So I believe this should classify as famous and the redhead, Laura Prepon, if I'm saying it right, aka Donna. From that '70s show. That's a good one.
Let me ask you something. How long do you think it took Nick to propose to his current fiance?
It took a while.
It probably just finished. The thing at McGurk's is what, a month ago?
Yeah.
He probably just got that.
You think she was like, just spit it out?
Yes.
Well, she knows.
And Buzz, definitely write down his number. I know you have it there. Uh oh. Ava Graham on the line. Yeah.
Jack, you are so annoying.
I know.
Dude. Yeah.
Like, I know. Just, I know.
You're just the worst. All this after 2 p.m. Oh, who's everyone calling? They're sick and they need off. Tell me. Oh, who doesn't want to work Bridget Fitz tonight? Oh, you calling me.
Oh.
12 hours. All right?
Hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give it to him, Ava.
No, tell him, Ava. Yeah, tell let him. Him.
Yeah,
let him
don't
know.
Back off.
Yep.
I'm not backing off. I'm here, Jack. Fighting back because he knows what you're saying is false. I work 24 hours. Radio doesn't sleep, baby. All right? So back off.
All right. It's good to see you in the office today.
Yeah.
You are so stupid.
All right, Ava.
Sorry about that.
No, it was just a joke. I was just joking.
I'm done. Yep.
All right.
Love you, Ava.
Ava does hustle.
No, I know.
Don't you ever do that.
I know. Well, I just know how to get her. That's my issue.
The thing you learn with Ava's job is that she always has to field calls from us idiots. Yeah.
I know.
So whether she's in the office or not.
Yeah.
And I don't work Friday nights.
Yes. That's why I took this job, so nobody bothered me when I was home.
Yeah, I mean, I think the main thing you did was about the emails. You were out on the emails.
I hated the emails. 215-592-9494, on the record Friday. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Well, first of all, it's been a while, guys. I missed you. Missed you very much.
Hey, Stuart.
Where's Jim?
Well, yeah. Listen, thank goodness the kids are in school right now, so they don't have to listen to the Blue Chew commercial. That's good.
Well, it sounds like you might need some, pal.
Nick's the one who needs a pillow and a blanket.
All right. No shame.
We don't do that.
It's not a negative thing.
It's a very positive thing.
It's not a negative thing.
It's people helping people.
People helping people.
Yes.
That's to you too, Jack.
I've been busy all week. I've been reading all these posts on Twitter about Spike. It's pretty bad. Maybe. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Maybe what you should do is, Spike, is read them. Just like on Jimmy Kimmel, you know, mean tweets, you should read them all.
Well, there's several thousand of them this week because I dared say that Jalen Hurts played a great game in the Super Bowl, but he's not one of the 100 most influential people on the planet.
And as for let me first get to Corey from Columbus calling you guys the Golden State Warriors. I guess he'll be leading off for the next 10 years. Is that correct?
Yes, he will.
Well, who would you compare us to, Cowboy Jim?
You guys are like the Howard Stern Show. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Spike is Howard because he's neurotic. Okay.
Yep.
Jack, you're Baba Booey. Okay.
Yep.
And Ike is like Robin, where Robin is.
Why is he like Robin?
Black. Yeah. I hear what you're
saying.
Says
a lot about you. Actually, Cowboy.
No. Yeah. What are you doing, Jim?
Yep.
Robin.
Why
Robin
am I not like
one?
Robin?
Yep.
Robin is the best one on the show. She keeps it together. Okay.
You're really rebounding here.
Yeah.
No. And what comedians always say about Robin is they got to make her laugh. And if you can't make Ike laugh, then you're not doing your job.
That's a good point, Cowboy Jim. When Ike laughs at something, it makes it funnier.
Way better.
Yes.
It does.
That's the only reason the top five works.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, and as for this Jordan being in the top 10, oh, come on. luckily it's not based on personality. You know, okay, Jordan Mailata has more personality in his finger, okay, than Jalen. So, and I'm not saying it's because Jalen and I don't get along, but
we're talking about influence, not yeah. personality.
Well, you need personality for influence.
But what do you mean you and Jalen don't get along? You don't even know the guy. You see him on the plane 8 times a year?
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk to him, I'm sure.
And I know he's not talking to you.
And now let's get to Emmitt Smith. Let's get to Emmitt Smith here. Okay, I'm also sick of Go Bird. I'm also sick of that.
Me too.
Family and friends. But let me tell you the 3 rings that each of you have. Let me tell you the 3 rings that you have. Okay, yeah. Jack, you have Lord of the Rings trilogy on DVD. That's your 3 rings.
I did.
Ike, you yes. dream of 3 Super Bowl rings. And Spike, your 3 rings have to do with a chicken and a metal ring. Goodbye, losers.
I love Cowboy Jim.
I don't even know what that meant.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
He's just evolving into it. We're in a nice spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's not even, he's dropping the Cowboys thing.
Yeah. Now he really is the stewardess chair.
He's turning into an entertaining caller.
Yeah. I didn't really like him as a caller when he first started. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, I get it. You like the Cowboys. But now he's
found his niche.
Yeah, now he just roasts us and then hangs up.
Yeah, he gets rid of the Cowboys nonsense because that doesn't work.
No, of course not.
He just rips us.
He's adjusting better than OG Wade is.
Oh, 100%. OG Wade doesn't call.
Yep.
Is Baba Booey positive?
Yes.
Compliment?
Cool. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, good out, Paul.
Yeah.
Gary.
All right. 215-592-9494. It's on the record Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. If the Eagles traded A.J. Brown for the number 4 pick in the draft, would you be mad?
We riot.
Or would you understand it? I think everyone would understand it.
Oh, they would.
24 hours.
Oh, he's a diva.
We riot.
You don't win with wide receivers.
Yep. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. We will talk to him about it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.